Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Reel It In. I am your host, Nick Sanchez, and I am so excited to be back with all of you today, and I can't stop with you two. I can't. We're already starting. I can't even get introductions in. I can't even get introductions in with this group, I swear. You guys make my job so difficult.
I wasn't ready.
Yo, that got okay. Oh my goodness. No, it's fine. We're in it. We're in it now.
Keep going. This is it.
This is Reel It In. We are back. We're in another episode. Man, I apologize for it being so long. But we've got an exciting one for you all today. And I'll tell you what, the setup looks great. We've got more mics, we've got more headsets. We've got a guest. We've got a guy in the chair, and he happens to also be the guest on our show today.
In the chair right now.
So, confirmed. Without further ado, I want to introduce my co-host and brother Gable Ray, and
what's
our
up,
guest for today's episode, Joey Fernandez. Joey, how's it going, my friend?
It up, dude. It's going good, man. Thank you.
You're the guy in the chair. How does that feel,
dude? It feels good. I feel important. Finally, you know?
Yeah, it only took you about 3 hours to figure it out. But hey, you figured it out.
It's easy.
You did figure it out.
Dude, people get paid for this.
That's true.
That's true. I pay you with being able to come and do this.
I know.
I bought you breakfast. Space.
It's my internship, you know?
Yeah. Unpaid internship.
Unpaid.
It can go on your resume.
Yeah.
Can it?
No, this is not. I don't have a business here.
Well,
One day. Who knows? Okay. But anyway, welcome to the show. Even though this is not your first time to the show, so welcome back, I guess.
Thank you.
But we are going to do our episode over Spider-Man across. Oh, I'm sorry. Across the Spider-Verse. Yeah, that's what it is. Sorry.
Yeah, I get it mixed up too. Spider-Man
across
animated too.
The Spider-Verse. Yes, Mr. Miles Morales playing Spider-Man in a pretty epic film, I would say.
Oh, it was great.
Just off the bat. But a little bit of detail on the show, on the film, which I saw just 2 seconds ago. $100 million budget.
$100 million budget,
which I thought was incredibly low.
Honestly,
for this film.
I don't have a reference point on what that, I thought that was going to be really high, but you said it was low. So this is.
I think for an animation film and like paying for like the actors and stuff, like I feel like that was really low. But I guess they're not really acting; it's more voice acting. So maybe there's. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough job either way. But for it to be $100 million and for the actors that are in it to be voices for those characters. I thought $100 budget is probably a little bit lower than I anticipated for this film. That being said, $100 million budget, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earns $208.6 million in the film's worldwide opening weekend. And that was tweeted an hour ago. So, $208.6 million. So they've already
doubled.
What they put into.
I mean, they were going to make a lot of money.
Put into the film. So, and this is the first weekend. It's going to crush. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if this movie gets probably close to $1 billion.
I'm about to go watch it again later. I don't know about today, but I'm going to watch it again.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's a great film. And we'll get into it a little bit more.
Not by choice.
But let's do a game. I feel like we haven't done a game in a while, and so let's just get straight into it. So we're gonna do play a game.
I have never played this game, nor have I been prepped for this. So
it's a classic game. But we're gonna use it for films for movie titles.
Okay.
So it's Would You Rather. So we're going to pin up a couple movies against one another, and I would like to hear both of your opinions on which movie you would rather see.
Okay.
So without further ado,
if you haven't seen the game or movie.
If you haven't seen the movie, then we can.
Okay.
We can,
at that point, just kind of guess.
Yeah.
We'll just fake it.
Yeah. I don't want to lie to people.
I mean, if you haven't seen it, then I'll answer it for you because I've seen all these movies.
Okay.
Oh, so he's cheating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
but I feel like you, Gabe,
so
at least have
win?
Seen these movies. You don't win. It's just for conversation. Okay.
Like
so here it is. Would you rather? So, would you rather? So, Gabe and Joey, I'm going to list out a couple of movie titles, and it can be consisted of like sagas, trilogies, whatever. But it's just gonna be the titles.
Take them all into the account.
No. It's gonna be. I'm just gonna give you two options, and you're gonna tell me which one you would rather see. All right,
let's get it
popping. So here we go. So the first two movies pinned up against each other. Would y'all rather see the Lord of the Rings sagas, and that can include any of the Hobbits, or Harry Potter?
This guy knows I haven't seen a lick of Lord of the Rings. And he goes, Gabe, you've definitely seen most of these.
I said most of them.
You seen The Hobbit? Have you seen The Hobbit?
No, I haven't seen any of
them. Dude, how you're weird.
I also want people to understand that Gabe doesn't actually watch movies.
First off,
so, yes, so it's like it's just, you know.
Yes, I do.
It is what it is.
I've attempted to watch Lord of the Rings one, multiple Fellowship of the Ring. You didn't think I knew that, did you?
That's impressive.
What's good?
What that's crazy. I don't even know any of the movies, but I've seen them all.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways, okay, so Joey, since you're the guest, I would like to hear your opinion, because Gabe obviously doesn't know the
Lord. Dude, I don't know. It's hard. Because
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter's cool. Like, I like the whole wizard world. Like, the characters are cool. You think it's overrated? Oh, well.
We recently watched all of them, and I was a little bit disappointed.
Maybe they were good for when they were made. Like, they were good for when we saw them in theater, there was like, oh, shit, dude, that was pretty solid.
I feel like there's a huge nostalgia to it, which kind of boosts it. But we watched them all pretty, like, back to back, like within a 2 to 3 week span, and
mid-tier.
I was a little disappointed.
It was a lot of nothing,
a lot of talking.
Like, at the very end, I was like, "Oh,
Harry,
this is him,
Voldemort."
Yeah,
it's like what Spider-Man's doing.
A little
to be continued.
Whoa! God.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Okay, so
we can't do any. So anyways,
that's not a spoiler. That was in the first film. They did that. To be continued.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Well. So then. Okay. So then you're Harry Potter. So Gabe, I don't know if we can really consider you.
Well, no, I wouldn't say Harry Potter because I like the Hobbits. The Hobbits were sick. The Hobbit movies were, I thought, my favorite out of all Lord of the Rings.
I would agree with you. I really enjoyed the Hobbit movies as well. My answer would probably be Lord of the Rings as a whole franchise. It is one of my favorites. Yes. I just like the fact of like fantasy, even though like Harry Potter is also sort of like fantasy and whatnot, but I like the fact of like elves and dwarves, and I like those types of worlds, so to speak. But that's what I would choose. Okay, here we go. So these next ones I feel like y'all should know.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
And maybe not Joey on some of them, so we'll see. Okay, so the next one is Batman versus Spider-Man. So I would say specifically the Dark Knight series for Batman.
Oh,
but you're saying versus in general, like you're technically like any Batman in generals versus any Spider-Man's in general.
And we can say in general too.
Fuck,
that is a little difficult.
I'll give you my favorite Batman movie and my favorite Spider-Man movie.
But you're not going to choose between the two.
I can't.
Okay,
it's too good. They're solid.
Okay, go ahead.
Favorite Batman would be the Dark Knight.
I mean, the whole point is, would you rather? But that's okay.
Oh, fine. Would I rather? Probably Batman. Batman with what was it? With the Joker? I forgot his name.
It's the Dark Knight.
It's the Dark Knight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that one. No.
Okay. Nice.
His name
solid.
is
I forgot the actor's name.
Heath Ledger.
I'm so bad with names.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, he's actually so bad. It's embarrassing. I actually love both of these films. I'm going to have to go with, because it goes, I'm going Spider-Man.
Oof. Okay. Which one?
Spider-Man is actually Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
And then my second favorite Spider-Man is Spider-Man 1, actually, I think, with Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Respect.
I just like his wittiness, and it's like, it makes it a little bit easier to watch over and over and over again. Like, Batman can be pretty tolling, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's my honest answer.
All right. That's a good one. All right, so the next two.
Is Nick ever going to answer these questions?
Yeah,
Nick,
are you going to answer?
Oh, you want me to? Oh, I thought I was just going to be the one. Just to, okay. So for me, I would probably pick Batman. I know it's a little cliche to say The Dark Knight, but I honestly don't even remember what the third one was called, but I really like the one with Bane. I think that one is always overlooked a little bit.
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, Rises. There we go. Yes.
He's the one that doesn't watch films again.
Damn. It's been a while since I've actually watched all of those films, but yeah, I would say Dark Knight Rises would be probably up there too, because I just felt like there was a lot of intensity there. There's a lot on the line, and Bane, I just thought was just a great villain, but it kind of gets overlooked. In a sense, because of Joker and how Heath Ledger played that role. So
it was great.
But yeah,
I played Bane. Like, who was the actor that?
Chris, I don't know. The Batman Chris Hardy or something that was like that? Recently released was actually really good too.
I haven't even seen it.
It's on too HBO. Long.
I know, dude. I tried
Max. I guess now it's really called.
Good. I tried, and then I just remember like 20 minutes and just passed out.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. There's a different sort of vibe to the Batman as opposed to some of the past Batman movies. But I still really enjoyed it.
It was really nice. Yeah.
It was a cool change. Different look.
And Robert Pattinson was actually really good, I thought.
Yeah. I agree. So check it out.
I will.
If you haven't seen it. Okay. So this one, Joey, you might not have seen one of these movies, but we will see.
Is it musical?
No. Oh. Actually, I don't have any musicals on here.
Thank God. Musicals are overrated.
No, I think they're really good.
Dang. So The Greatest Showman, you never seen that?
Never saw it.
Dude, honestly, The Greatest Showman's one of the... It's honestly probably my top five movies of all time.
Okay, hold on. Was Sweeney Todd a musical?
What?
Sweeney Todd is a musical.
Then I have seen the musical.
Do you like The Lion King?
I mean, I don't count that as a musical.
It is a musical.
Well, that's not. I mean, like, live action musicals. I'm like, oh. Like,
what's the difference?
Like, High School Musical? Yawn. What...
Okay, we were like teenagers. Y'all were even younger than that.
Yeah, but I didn't watch
like
that.
It was like weird to like, yeah, like musicals at that age. I was like, okay. It was a different time.
Sure.
Yeah. But like that's understandable. But like, we're not talking about like actual musicals. But like the only one that I can think of right now off the top of my head is The Greatest Showman. And I think that's a phenomenal film.
I haven't. I'll have to watch it then.
It's actually so good.
Is it good?
Yeah. I love it. I work out to the album. That's how good it is. You'll understand when you listen to it.
When I watch it, probably.
And I mean, you could just listen to it. It's good music.
Or like West Side Story. I forgot which company did that, but that was a recent film. It's a musical that they made into a live action film. I think it was on HBO, but I'm not exactly sure. But like West Side Story was one of them too that I just thought of.
So I don't.
Hmm. All
right. Okay. Anyway,
what's the choices?
Okay, so this next one is Little Big League versus The Sandlot, and I already know what Gabe's answer is.
It's the easiest answer. Yeah.
Have you seen both of those?
I've seen both.
No, okay. You haven't.
I think, yeah, I remember we saw it in school.
Little Big League.
I'm pretty sure.
There's no way you've seen Little Big League.
With is it with fucking Adam Sandler? Am I thinking about a different movie?
First off, what Adam Sandler movie would you watch in school?
Are you talking about Billy Madison, like the golf movie?
I think I was thinking about that.
Happy Gilmore.
That doesn't know movies.
I meant Happy Gilmore. I corrected myself. Happy sure. Gilmore.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. No.
No, it's not the golf movie. Okay. How do you get... So you know the Sandlot. You know the Sandlot.
Yeah, what was the other movie? What was the other movie?
Little Big League.
How do you get Little Big League and Happy Gilmore mixed up, dude?
Little Big League.
God, it pisses me off. You've never seen Little Big League. I almost guarantee
this?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen this movie?
No.
No? Okay.
This is the easiest answer I've ever given.
Yeah.
Little Big League, I would say, is twice the movie that Sandlot could ever be.
Dang. Really?
And that's like the hottest topic. I'll die on that sword. Over and over and over again, because Little Big League is just way funnier. The storyline's way better. It's about what it's about is a little kid, that kid that's smoking.
Billy Haywood.
Yeah, Billy Haywood. He's like in the seventh grade, and his grandpa owns the Twins, and then he becomes manager of the Twins, the coach.
Because his grandpa passes away.
Oh, so the little kid becomes.
It's an old movie.
He's never seen it. It's a spoiler.
Literally, it happens within the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
No. So okay. So
his grandfather passes away, and his grandfather leaves him the
ownership
twins.
Of the twins.
Ownership of the twins.
Oh, dude, that's sick.
So he makes this little tiny, like 12, 13-year-old kid.
Making decisions.
In charge of the team.
Oh.
And it's...
Let me guess, they win a series?
I honestly don't even know that.
No.
But I
don't think they do.
But then it goes through him.
It's been a minute since I've seen it, too, to be fair. But
being in the league, in the majors as this kid.
As this kid. And it's just really, really, really funny.
It is fun. It's a really creative take on...
It's way better than the Sandlot.
You know, for a baseball
film. It's way funnier. It's unbelievably
good. So here's the thing. I would actually agree with Gabe. I think
Sandlot.
I would rather watch Little Big League 100 times over The Sandlot.
It's not even close.
It's because I've seen The Sandlot so many times too that I'm like, I would rather just watch this.
Oh well, there you go, Nick. Joey's watching the trailer right now. Because I don't think they hear this.
No, they can't hear this.
And
I think they
the
might.
The first little part of the trailer. Is him watching a free, I can't talk over the trailer. But he basically says that he's dead. He just left him a tape. He was like, if you're listening to this, that means I'm dead. It was literally like the first thing they said on the trailer. But yeah, no, this movie is so amazing.
That's crazy. How'd you guys hear about this?
We played baseball as kids. So we watched a lot of the baseball movies.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they got Ken Griffey Jr. in there.
Oh, yeah, they got Ken Griffey Jr. He's like, what am I supposed to tell my wife? That I got cut from the team, but yeah. It's okay? Because my manager likes my baseball card?
My uncle was a painter.
No. Oh, yeah.
I should know this.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the Rookie of the Year line of the... Where does it go? How does it go? Some people think ice is the way to go. Some people think heat is the way to go. And I figured out the secret. You heat up the ice cubes.
Hot ice.
He's like, hot ice. You heat up the ice cubes. It's the best of both worlds.
So that's Little Big League. So I would agree with Gabe. I think that one is going to definitely
Trump
Sandlot for me. Close. It's a really solid movie. And it's got to be out somewhere. It's got to be somewhere for somebody, for y'all to watch.
I'm looking it up right now on the side phone.
Okay, so here's the next one. So this is the next two movies. And I hope, Joe, you've seen both of these. Going more sports here. Hoosiers. You seen that one?
No.
Dude. Versus Remember the Titans.
I've seen Remember the Titans. Hoosiers?
So that is lightly based on a true story. Actually, they're both based on true stories. No. Is Remember the Titans based on true story?
I mean,
lightly based. I don't know.
No idea, to be honest.
I know Hoosiers is for sure.
It's definitely happened somewhere.
But Hoosiers is a basketball film, and then Remember the Titans is a football film. Remember the Titans is Denzel Washington, and then Hoosiers lead is.
No, you've definitely.
I think I've seen this movie.
Gene Hackman.
I think the only time I've seen this was freshman year of basketball when what's his name? Coach Why did I say Sager? Schreiner. What was your favorite basketball coach, Emilio? Tall one? Not Hageman.
Oh, Schroeder. Schroeder.
Yeah, Coach Schroeder. Yeah. It was like...
Or Schrader. It's Coach Schrader.
Schrader. Yeah, Coach Schrader. He showed us this movie and stuff, and I mean, it was all right. It was cool. I was just on my phone the whole time texting my girls. I'm just kidding. No, it's a good film, though. But I'm definitely Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. Way better.
Did you like this one a lot, Nick? Is that why you chose this one?
Yeah, It's a solid film. I was trying to pin two sports films and putting them together just to see, you know. There's also another one who was it? It was a Channing Tatum.
Coach Carter?
Coach Carter, yeah. There was also
Coach
that one,
Carter
too.
Coach Carter is better than Hoosiers, too, I think.
Which Coach Carter's the ones where, like, the kids
with
were...
With Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, that one's a good one. That one's... So I've never... Yeah. I kind of vaguely remember this one, but I think that one was so much better.
Yeah, I think also... a movie that doesn't get a lot of credit is Glory Road. Yeah, you probably never seen that.
Glory Road's a solid one,
it's about
too.
The only, well, not now, it's not, but I was going to say the only college basketball team that won the championship.
First college basketball team that played black players, right?
Yeah.
This one?
Southwestern, yeah, I think is what they were.
No, it's Texas Western, I thought.
This one was also good.
It's UTEP.
Texas Western.
Texas Western, yeah. Because it's for UTEP, is what the school was. And yeah, they were ballers and stuff. So
yeah, Glory Road. That's a solid one too.
Yeah, my favorite scene is when they go, I think, karaoke night. You saw that kid get in the face with the ball. No. When they go sing karaoke night, like in Mexico. Yeah, that's good.
But okay, yeah. Next time. Well, here's one just off the top of my head. Glory Road or Coach Carter?
Coach Carter. I like Coach Carter.
That's a lot better because it's a little bit. I mean, it's
They're
both the,
about
same,
the same.
Yeah, kind of vibe as far as like black community and Coach Carter, and then like breaking that barrier down with Glory Road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, same thing with Remember the Titans.
Yeah, same thing. Same vibe with that too. I'm gonna go with, honestly, I kind of like the people, like the players, better in Glory Road than I do Coach Carter. And Coach Carter has really good, like the players are funny too.
Oh, but you think like the acting in this movie, the players did better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go Glory Road because that kid also, one of the players, he's in Fat Albert. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, he plays
the dumb guy in Fat Albert.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
Yeah, man, that's actually a really good point. But I think I think I'm going to have to go with Coach Carter just because I think Samuel L. Jackson does a
good job.
A really, really good job with the coach aspect of the team. Not that
I don't know his name.
Josh, I guess his name is Josh Lucas, I believe. Not that he doesn't play a great coach, but I just liked Samuel L. Jackson's approach to
his role.
His role a little bit more.
I remember it was, I think, 7th and 8th grade. With Coach Vasquez, we watched this movie in basketball class or whatever, in athletics.
Mm-hmm. Coach Vasquez.
Because Coach Vasquez went to UTEP, and he'd always be like, you know, the only Texas team that ever, the only college in Texas that's won a basketball championship is UTEP. And he always loved saying that, UTEP, UTEP, UTEP. Mm-hmm. Not Texas, not Baylor, not, and then now it's different now, but he always was about that.
He was prideful about that.
I was like, yeah. Dude, they suck now, everything. UTEP, go Birds.
Go for UTSA. Okay, so here we go. Lightning round, so that way we can get through this game.
Okay.
Even though it was supposed to technically be a little bit shorter, but that's okay.
This is your idea.
Lightning round. Lego Movie versus Soul.
Lego Movie.
Lego Movie.
Really?
I really like Soul. I actually love Soul too. So that's Lego Movie's just so funny.
Lego Movie is really Lego funny.
You should have been like Soul or what's that one with the emotions?
Inside Out.
Oh, Inside Out.
It's also Inside Out.
Inside Out's better than, yeah.
Inside Out's better.
Dude. So. Bing Bong. Oof.
Yeah.
Catch me crying.
Yeah.
That's tough. All right, here we go. And I think I know the answer to this one, too. Jurassic Park versus any of the Godzilla movies.
Godzilla movies.
Really?
Yeah, dude. The old ones for what they are and when they came out, they're pretty solid.
Mine's Jurassic Park. The only thing that kind of gets me annoyed is, like, they'll have a very catastrophic accident when the dinosaurs get out, and then they just keep deciding to rebuild it as if it's going to change, and it keeps happening.
Yeah.
So that's kind of stupid to me, but it would never happen in real life, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
So whatever.
All right, last one that I have on here. We're going to finish it off with a little bit of Disney related. So Mulan versus Hercules.
Mulan.
Hercules.
Ooh.
I've only seen Mulan like 2 times in my entire life. To be honest with you, I've only seen Hercules about probably the same. But I didn't vibe with it as much as I did Hercules.
I'm gonna say Mulan as well.
Y'all are lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Mulan as well. All right, well then that was our Would You Rather segment. I really didn't think we were gonna get into so much depth with some of these films, but I guess we did, and that's cool. So what we're gonna do now is get into some general thoughts of the film. So no spoilers, spoiler free.
Yeah,
and just talk about the film at a high level, because I think we have a lot to say without having to get too deep into what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into some general thoughts. Okay, so general thoughts. So let's go ahead and talk about the film a little bit more. Not too in-depth, no spoilers. Just kind of get our thoughts. So first things first, I think we can address the main aspect of the film. The album, the soundtrack.
Oh, really? That's what we're going to talk about first?
Why not?
I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, time out.
It's been on repeat, I would assume.
Yeah, press play. Yeah, okay, nice.
For a very long time. So who is it? Was it Metro Boom? Metro Boomin?
I think Metro Boom. Metro!
Metro Boom. I've never heard of them, to be honest with you.
Dude, really? He had a sick album. His last album was pretty solid.
Yeah,
before this,
he had another
album. I mean,
I'm sure you've heard of him. It was all over the internet. So.
It was a huge vibe in the movie. Like, I loved every single song. I loved every... like, with some of the deeper scenes in the film, I mean, between, like, Miles and his parents and stuff, every song hit. I thought it was great. I thought it was just a solid, solid soundtrack. One of the better soundtracks probably in a film that I've
Which is crazy because heard. The first one, everyone was saying the same thing too.
Yeah.
Like the first movie in...
Do you remember who did the first? Was it Post Malone?
Nah, he had the banger of this. I think it was a lot of people.
Multitude?
Metro Boomin like pretty much did, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, it was just like a bunch of different people.
It's Post Malone and
that's Sunflower.
Sunflower, yeah, that was like the big one.
Click the various album. Click the Spider-Man face. Click that. Yeah, it's just a bunch of different people. But Metro Boomin is like,
Yeah, Metro Boomin's like the only
Nicki
one.
Minaj.
Yeah, exactly. Juice but that World. Album itself too was also super nice.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of people.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Bro, I mean, there's a lot of people in this new one too, but Metro Boomin like pretty much choreographed it, I guess. So that's probably not the right word to use, but yeah, no, it was tight. It was so nice. Yeah, the whole like literally the whole time. Yeah, Nick's heard those songs for sure. 100%.
These are bangers, dude.
Yeah, but don't click them.
No.
But no, that whole time like we were like watching the film. My foot was pretty much jumping the whole time, to be honest, like in my seat, because I was just like, I was vibing pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the music was, which was to be expected. I knew the music was going to hit for sure.
Yeah. And then that was, you know, two things about this film that you knew you were going to get. You're going to get a very unique style of animation and banger, fire music.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Let's get into the artwork of it a little bit. What did you think of the development of the animation?
Let's get Joey's ideas, because Nick and I already talked about this.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I watch a lot of anime and like a lot of animated stuff, so like I genuinely enjoyed it. It was nice. It was, I will say, you know, if you get seizures, don't go, because it can be kind of intense. Like, I'm surprised they didn't say something.
That title screen was real rough.
I'm surprised.
Even for myself, and I'm not seizure prone, I guess I should say, but that... I there was a couple times that I was like, dang, like there was no
warning.
No warning.
They should
whatsoever.
For sure warn. Yeah, they should for sure be a warning.
But that was, that was tough. So warning to you all now, if you haven't seen the film, just be prepared for that title opening screen. And you don't even have to look at it if you want to just shut your eyes and do so.
You'll
be
fine. but no, it was good. I enjoyed it. Especially with some of like the chase scenes and the fight scenes, I was like, okay, this is nice. Like, I like this, and I like how they
split screens every now and again.
Yeah, it felt like it felt like a comic book was like doing its own thing in my hands.
Yeah,
like if I was reading a comic book and like each little scene was a GIF with like them saying things. That's what it felt like sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. No, I felt that same thing. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, the first like 20 minutes of the movie, I wasn't huge on. I didn't like. I think the animation was going a little bit too, like, artsy.
Yeah.
Like, they went like pixelating like the faces and stuff, and it was like supposed to be like, I guess, trendy. I don't really know exactly how to put it, but when you watch it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I was because it comes off as like it is artsy, I guess. But there was points where it was like blurry, basically. But that's just what they were going for. So
it
I didn't
wasn't
really,
as toned.
Like they were legit not putting faces on Gwen Stacy and like her dad. While they were having a conversation.
Yeah.
And it was just like, why? Because like
it was very back and forth. But I feel like now thinking about it, was it just the front part of the movie that did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, because it was like a, it was like flashbacks. Because
everything after that was pretty much
spot on. Yeah, it was like their story.
Defined. And like,
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Once Miles came in, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that
and then
that
that's front, it. That was tight. That was,
and that's
that
yeah,
was
that's like that front part of the movie. And no, I 100% where you're coming from. I know, you know, hear where you're coming from, and I agree. Like it was definitely a different. Like we already knew from the first Spider-Man into this Spider-Verse that the animation style, but I think with this one they definitely wanted to take that style and then just tweak it a little bit. And that first part of the movie was, I think, that opportunity for them to try to do something different. And not saying it hit. I mean, it still was in that same general realm, but I think it could have just stayed. I think it could have just stayed straight up just the same all the way across the board. Instead of them really trying to add something new.
Yeah, it was trying to do too much, I felt like.
And it did feel that way. It felt like they were trying to do a little bit too much.
It was like everyone liked the animation before, so it was like, I get you trying to be like different and artsy, but like just it wasn't broken. So
and I think they were trying to use the visuals for like emotional, like
because
too,
it was
right?
like sad and stuff and
sad, and it was the colors were a little bit darker, and then when it was a little bit happier,
I did like the colors.
Like
the I did like the colors
the
that
colors
they were
shifted.
Having.
So I knew they tried to kind of go more of the visually appealing towards emotions, but that was again, it was just the it seemed like it was just rushed at the end of the day, that like they didn't have enough time to really define it and do that across the board. I don't know. It just seemed a little lazy, but that was just my personal opinion on it.
I kind of liked it. I didn't mind it, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, this is cool. It's not like it was like different, because I knew the movie wasn't going to be like that. Like,
I was worried for a little bit. I was like, no way they do this the whole film, right?
I was scared. I was really? A little bit nervous.
I was, actually, because I was like, this is bull crap.
Because to me, really? I'm like...
You didn't like that.
Well,
I didn't like it as much as I would have later on in the film when they fixed it, essentially. Yeah, because then I liked it way more.
Because I thought that was going to be the added element across the film. I was correct. Like, okay. Because like,
that's what I thought,
it's, for me, it's like, what are you going to do different this time that you didn't do
last time?
Right? Because that's how you keep people coming back. And so I thought, okay, as far as the animation's concerned, they're trying this new, like, we're going to have scenes that are very, you know, what we stuck to last film. But now we're going to add this type of feel to the film. But I'm really happy they only... Are you okay?
Yeah, just hit the crap out of this funny bone.
I'm just really happy that they did it just for that first part of the film.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. To me, it felt like a, you know, it was just like an opener. Like, that's what I was like, it was like, oh, this is how they're opening it up. Just because, like,
But the opener was like 20 minutes. So I was like, oh, it was.
Was it? I didn't feel like that.
Yeah, no, it definitely was.
It was at least 15.
Yeah, but the movie was 2 hours long.
It was a long movie.
Two hours and 15 minutes long. And I think that first 15 minutes was the opening of the film for the 2:15.
Just blinding you.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so I'm glad that we got into a little bit of the music and the animation, because that's obviously going to be the two main things for this film that you're going to notice, right? Let's talk about the actors. We have some pretty good well-known actors in here for this film, and they were in the film. Most of them were in the film for Into the Universe or Spider-Verse, sorry. But we have Shameik Moore, who is the voice of Miles Morales. I did not know he was 28 years old.
Yeah, he doesn't sound 28 at all.
He does not sound 28.
Unless he puts on some sort
of
show.
He's really good at his job, voice acting.
I mean, dude, voice acting is hard, man.
People say it's harder than actual acting.
Well, I mean, mate, I would say,
that's what I've heard.
I mean, you have to have emotion in your voice to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Which they're basically acting in the booth. I don't know if y'all watched like YouTube videos of like behind the scenes like with animated movies.
Yeah.
But they're like legit in a room with a big giant screen watching these characters in front of them, the scene. And then they're trying to put themselves in that moment. And like, it's impressive. It's very impressive.
No, for sure it is.
But Shameik Moore is the voice of Miles Morales, and he's 28 years old, and he did a really great job, and is doing a great job. And we already know that there is another film in the works. So I will be excited to hear him come back and do Miles Morales again.
Yeah, my favorite always, and I think it will always be if he's still in the show or in the movie, is Jake Johnson. I didn't know that was his real name. The guy that's from New Girl that plays like Peter Parker. He is absolutely hilarious. I think he's my favorite type of Spider-Man. There was a couple of new ones that got introduced.
Jake Johnson.
Yeah, Jake Johnson. So.
Yeah, New Girl. Yeah, he plays Peter B. Parker, which is
he was the bummy one last one, his mentor.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely hilarious. But there was also, what was that guy's name? Spider-Punk. I don't know if it has his actor, but
yeah,
he was super good as well.
I think it was this guy.
Jefferson. No, you know what? I know who it was. Actually.
I know who it was too. He was in.
He was in Get Out.
Daniel
he was the guy. Kaluuya. No, he was super right good too. I actually don't know if he's British.
He's not British.
So he was doing an accent.
He's an English actor and writer.
Yeah, what's up? What do you know, Joey?
I don't know either, man.
Yeah. Best known for Get Out, Black Panther, and for portraying Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah.
He was in Black Panther?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was like one of the generals or one of the princes of one of the kings.
Yeah, he was like a side important character
of that
film.
Yeah. I like Oscar Isaac. I think he did really well.
I did like, I will say this, for his character, he plays very hardcore, tough guy. That was also really nice to see when it came to a Spider-Man kind of being a little bit more hardcore, a little bit more dark. And that was pretty interesting to see, too. Because this movie does get pretty emotional. I almost teared up a couple of times, actually. And I didn't because, you know, I'm a man and I hold my emotions. I'm just kidding. No, there was multiple times where I almost cried for sure. And it gets pretty heavy and pretty dark. And it was real good. And to see that side of Spider-Man to his character was to Spider-Man 2099.
I do believe so, yeah. His character was...
Oh, he was jacked.
His story was great. I genuinely liked the way that they had...
For him being a new character, they gave him so much depth in such a short amount of time.
I was rooting for him the entire time. I was like, he's my guy.
I don't know if I was rooting for him, but yeah. No, I mean, he's cool. He was cool. He also, I don't know if y'all noticed, he was super jacked. They're all very ripped. He had cake, too. I don't know if anyone else noticed that. I was like, God.
Dude, you know who else had cake?
Okay.
No.
The girl sitting next to me.
I'm just validating. When y'all say cake, do y'all mean ass?
Yeah, he had a big butt. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Ben Reilly? The Brit?
Spider-Punk?
No, not Spider-Punk.
I know who you're talking
about. Andy Samberg plays him. He's the guy with like the little cartoon.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Fro?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I specifically remember a scene where
I didn't realize that was Andy
Miguel
Samberg.
Dude,
yeah, me neither until just now.
Yeah, the Miguel one. He turned around. I was like, Jesus Christ. what is he doing all that ass, man? It was crazy.
But yeah. Lila, isn't that the motorcycle girl? The motorcycle Spidey?
Where do you see this, Lila?
Greta Lee. Is that motorcycle Spidey?
Yeah, the pregnant one?
Lila.
Pregnant? Oh, no.
No, she's the AI.
Okay.
Who was the motorcycle lady?
She was good, too. I liked her a lot, too.
Issa Rae?
Yeah, there you go. Jessica Drew?
She played her character really well as well.
Yeah, I liked her
a lot. Yeah. She was like a older sister, like mom vibe. Yeah. And I thought it was really good for Gwen.
She was becoming a mom.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, she'll be good at it. Hopefully, she'll have the baby by the next one. I know. Oh, well, yeah. I didn't pick that up, actually. Yeah. But yeah.
All right. Gwen Stacy.
Well, Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah. She did really well as well. I thought her voice acting was pretty solid.
Oh,
I was not disappointed about it.
Yeah. Wasn't too thrilled with her character though in the film.
Okay. Why?
I didn't know. Okay. Because this could somewhat be a little bit. That's kind of where I was
doing a little big eyes on the side.
Because it's just like, I didn't expect, not that anything crazy happens. I'm not trying to imply that at all, but, her character development in this movie was not exactly what I was thinking going into the movie, is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Not that she's good, not that she's bad. We can get into that until later. Mm-hmm. But that's just what I'm saying. I was definitely surprised.
What are you saying? I'm confused. You just didn't like her character?
Well, I'll let you know when we get to that point. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
We'll get there in just a second. So basically,
Nick understands where I'm coming from.
Yeah, IMBD 9.1 out of 10. I think it's the highest rated animated film. Or animated superhero film, I think is what I read. This was a tweet. I don't think you're gonna find it on the screen, mm-hmm. but it was a 9.1 out of 10 IMBD. I think it was one of the highest rated animated superhero films on the site. It's a phenomenal film.
Okay, here you go. I have a question. Mm. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
That's my bad. But I do think this is a good little part to put this in. Before, I don't know if we're going to go into spoilers anytime soon, but would you rather Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse? The first one or the second one?
I like this one's better.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell? That's not what I thought you were going to say at all, because when you FaceTimed me after, or when we
I just didn't like the ending.
Okay.
I didn't like...
Okay. Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into that in spoilers.
No, like, I thought it was a good movie. Like, I know you guys did not like the first 20 minutes.
I did not like the first 20 minutes. It was animation that I wasn't
different. Like, it's like...
It was different.
If you like animation, like animated films, I think you'll like it just because it's not, like, going to be the same the entire time. And, like, the first 20 minutes are just like, okay, I get what they're doing. It looks like a comic book. You're reading a comic book.
Well, I like that part, too, but I'm staying specifically... I just didn't like the first 20 minutes as far as animation is concerned.
Which is fine.
Gotcha. Okay, so then the last part we like to end off general thoughts is a final rating, or our personal rating. So 1 out of 10, similar to IMBD. Joey, as our guest, you can start us off. What would you give this? And you can do points. You can do like 7.5, 8.5, 9.5, whatever.
7.7.
Okay, time out. So you gave it a 7.7, but you liked it better than Into the Spider-Verse. What would you give Into the Spider-Verse?
I haven't seen it in a while, but I couldn't tell you.
This is bullcrap, dude. This is false.
Dude, no. I mean, I get it. Like, you know, I liked how like Doc Ock was there because he was the lady, right?
Yeah, Octavius. Yeah,
Octavius.
Yeah.
Who else was the bad guy?
Kingpin.
Kingpin.
The big fat guy.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, yeah, it was cool. I didn't mind it. I mean, I give it maybe
an 8. No. Would it be rated higher?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I do maybe 7.5.
What'd you give this one?
7.7.
All right, that's the dumbest crap I've ever heard in my life. Because the first one is at least, it's no worse than, and this is being very harsh on it, no worse than an 8. I think everyone
will say it's better than
an 8 out of 10.
It's not bad. Yeah, I just...
My first rating, I would say, is a 9.2 for Into the Spider-Verse. Across the Spider-Verse, I'm going to go... I'm going to go 8.8.
I don't know, man.
Shout out, Dez.
I think the emotion was better in the second one than it was in the third one. Like, emotionally, it was kind of like, oh. Don't get me wrong. It's not better than Guardians 3.
I haven't seen Guardians 3, but I haven't seen Guardians 2.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen Guardians 2. So,
let me give my rating. Yeah, Gabe hasn't seen Guardians 2 or 3. That's
weirdo.
Yeah. I mean.
I think they're overrated.
I think Guardians 3 was...
Guardians 1 wasn't that good, I didn't think.
Yeah.
But everyone loves it.
Guardians 1? I liked Guardians 1.
It was good. Okay,
Guardians 1, I will say, was mid. I didn't like any... let me take that back. The Guardians films are great, but I like the third one because I like sad stuff. Like, watching the sad stuff, I was like, oh, dude, I'm crying a little bit.
I hear you. Okay, back, just to stay on track. I'll give... Man, this is tough.
Would you rather, though?
Okay.
While you get in here.
I would rather watch Into the Spider-Verse. I think holistically, as far as an end-to-end film, the cohesiveness of it was very nice. I think there was just a lot more going on in Across the Spider-Verse. For a movie, for me, it's like I like the beginning, middle, and an end. And I like an end. And so with this one, because of the ending and how they ended it, it feels it's unfinished, right? It's unfinished. And that's not a spoiler. It just feels unfinished. And so because of that, I'm going to say Into the Spider-Verse on the Would You Rather. So that being said, I would give Into the Spider-Verse a 9. I thought it was a very, very good movie. And then for this one, I'd still put like right underneath that. I'm going to go like an 8.5, 8.6. So still a really good, really good film. And I really recommend anybody that hasn't seen it to go see it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So.
And if you need someone to go with, just text me.
512-585-666.
Oh my God. Okay.
If you actually gave out a number, I mean.
Anyway. So that's our general thoughts. So we're going to go ahead and get into some spoilers. So for those of you who haven't seen the film and you want to see the film, then this is going to be your end stop right here. So thank you so much for joining us. Again, this is Reel It In, and we have our guest host here, Joey Fernandez, and co-host, Gabriel Ray.
Yo, yo, yo. That's my best Nick impression.
So thank you so much for joining us here, Reel It In. This is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Go see it in theaters. Now out, and take care. For the rest of you who's going to be here, we're going to get into some spoilers, so stick around and hear our thoughts. Where do we want to start? Anybody have anything that they wanted to kind of discuss and talk about?
Yeah, I do. Childish Gambino's in the movie.
That is true.
Yeah. So spoilers. Is Andrew Garfield. So is Tobey Maguire.
And all the scenes.
GG, good,
that
good.
That connects all of Spider-Man across every single universe and every single
There was video world. Game ones in there. I don't know if y'all
That is true, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure one of them was in PlayStation. Like
the one that had the wings right here, right?
Yeah. He was like PlayStation 1. The Lego Spider-Man one was funny, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that the kid or his roommate that was playing the video games, he was playing a Spider-Man.
Yo, yeah, I saw that too.
An old Spider-Man game.
Yeah, I saw that too.
On a PS2 controller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was badass.
That's pretty sick.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. But we could talk about actual spoiler because I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay.
I felt like I was hiding something. I thought I was lying to you guys, but I never lied to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Ending sucked.
Okay, go ahead, Nick. Take it away.
No, let's get into it because our guest just said that the ending sucked. Dude, so what did you not like about the ending?
2 hours. And the only good animated chase fight scene is when he's running away from...
You didn't like the fight with Spot?
Yeah, it was cool.
It was a little too comedic for me.
Yeah, it wasn't like... Like, I feel like the end part, like, where they're going with this next film, I'm going to like the fight with Spot because he's going to be, like, trying to kill his dad.
Yeah,
by the
he's
way,
at
spoiler.
That point where, like...
Yeah, by the way, he has hella spoilers. Yeah, like, we haven't really talked about any of it. Yeah,
like, he's about to fucking kill his dad.
Yeah.
And that's... I don't...
That's rough. How would you react if you knew that your dad was supposed to die in 2 days?
I'd try to stop it, yeah.
But you were told that it could ruin, basically, the world.
Dude.
You got to try.
Cry me a river.
No, yeah, I would try still, no matter what. Yeah, I mean, and that's with us in history and stuff, obviously, Nick and I and everything. There's no way in my... If I had the chance to do it, I would definitely try. Even if it... We would figure everything else out later. And whatever happens past that, it's going to have to happen. But
That's a tough one, man. Like, that's like a huge bomb for any parent, or any loved one,
so
really.
Would you sacrifice your dad for the world?
Here's the thing. For me, I like heroes that are always for the greater good, right? Like, my favorite hero is Captain America, and for him, it's justice, like, you're right or wrong, and it's very black and white. And so...
Yeah, but he just, like, didn't fall in love. Like, he's like every other guy. Like,
well, he did fall in love.
Love is a lie anyway, so...
His love wasn't frozen for 70 years.
Yeah, he still ended up with her. So what the hell? Yeah, so he still got
it. Okay, time out.
He didn't sacrifice shit.
Spoilers. No, I'm just kidding. We're in spoilers. Like,
2-year-old movie?
Yeah, no. I feel like 20 years old.
And the fact that I know that.
Hey, you actually watch movies.
Sometimes.
No, I know I do.
No, that's great. I don't know. That would be a difficult situation because, like, I would want to try to. What's good for everyone, right? But at the same time, like, that's my dad, like, that's my mom, like, that's whoever that loved one is, and so it would be definitely a very difficult situation.
Nick, would you save me?
I
he wouldn't.
Wow, that's so hard.
I know the truth, Joey. I know. That's the sad part.
Dang, that's
why do I ask
up.
Questions that I already know the answer?
I know, dude. I didn't want him to say.
Mess around.
Come
and find
on,
out.
Don't make
no,
me.
No, that's
like
cool.
That.
Man.
It's
that's
just
cool.
it's. Being a superhero is
You'd be
no
doing me
easy
a favor,
task.
Nick, if you chose the world.
Oh,
anyway.
My gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Being a superhero is no easy task. We already know that. We've seen dozens and dozens of films of them being put in difficult situations. And so that's just a tough one. But I would want to say in my, deep down that, yes, I would want to try to do what I can to save my family members. But at the end of the day, too, it's like, would I really want to fuck over 7 billion people for one member?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The world f-overs you, bro.
Every time.
So.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Nothing hits harder than life. Shout out, Rocky.
It's
No, but for real.
With great powers comes great responsibility.
Yeah, who said that?
Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben. That's a classic
Uncle
Ben line.
I know, I was just kidding.
So it's like, is it great powers with great responsibility unless it's your family?
Yes.
Okay.
Family over everything. And you know what? I'll say this. This is why I'll say this. Is because Miles Morales doesn't deserve that entire thing on his shoulders. Because he's better than... And Spider-Man and Peter Parker's and everyone is very nice. But when it comes to this movie in particular, you kind of see the little bit of shady sides behind it. And Miles Morales doesn't deserve that. So I'm on his side and him trying to save his pops. I would do the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
If you think about it, whose fault is that? It's Gwen's fault, isn't it? Because she transported to the...
It's always a woman's... I'm just kidding.
Dang.
No, that's an actual joke. I'm just kidding.
Canceled.
That's it right there.
I haven't released an episode in like 3-4 months.
I'm uncancelable.
I'm canceled.
It was. I'm joking. It's always the man's fault, blah, 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 whatever you want
to say. It's okay, man. I go by they, then.
No, but for real... Gwen, this is what I wanted to say earlier about Gwen Stacy. I thought she was a POS. piece of crap.
Yeah, why? Let's get into that a little bit.
So dude, she was annoying, bro. I mean, the fact that, like, she chose to go visit Miles, knowing when she shouldn't have, which is fine. I probably would have done the same thing, 100%. I'm not blaming her for that. But, like, when shit hit the fan and everything, and, like, everyone was ganging up on Miles, she would be like, yeah, I should have never gone and seen you. Yeah, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have told you. Blah, blah, blah. Like, blaming him. And I was like, bro, first off, you came and visited my boy. And now you're putting it all on him when
he's curious.
Yeah.
He's a 15-year-old teenager.
You don't think he's going to ask questions about the entire situation? It pissed me off.
So
it was like, okay, I get it. Like, where you're coming from as far as, like, it had to be a secret. It had to be this. It had to be whatever it was. But at the same time, like,
own up to your actions.
Yeah. You can't blame the kid that is figuring out, like, how big he is in this whole universe that's been created. And gaslight him. And I hate using that word because I don't like it, but it's the only word that you could use in this situation.
She loved Bonham.
God.
She did love
Bonham. And they didn't kiss. That also pisses me off.
Or confess feelings for one another.
The whole time at the beginning when they were, like, doing the whole romantic thing, which we all knew that was going to happen, and they didn't kiss or touch, basically, I was fuming.
No hugs.
No hugs. No hand on the thigh. That's my move.
Them not doing that.
It didn't
them
happen.
Not doing that. And I'm assuming this is going to be a trilogy. I'm assuming this next one is probably going to be...
What do you mean? Oh, the end?
It's going to be the end of this animation. Because my theory is I think then they're going to introduce Miles Morales in person. Because they're already connecting all the universes with this film. They showed Andrew Garfield. They showed Tobey Maguire. They showed, you know, basically...
They did not show Tom Holland.
They did not show Tom Holland, which is kind of weird why they didn't do that.
I thought it was also really weird.
Yeah. I don't know. So. Maybe it's a rights thing or whatnot. I don't know. I have no idea. But they're basically connecting.
Who owns this? Sony?
Technically, Sony owns Spider-Man.
Yeah, but
so
he also owns Tom Holland, technically.
That's what I was saying. That's why it was weird. Why they didn't put clips of Tom Holland's Spider-Man in there. Connecting. But they also just all
came in the whole movie.
They are connected because they came into a movie. They're showing them in this film. So, yeah, so I think after this third one, maybe that they're going to now transition and put Miles into
a show or something?
Into either a show or an actual, like, film to introduce him. So we'll see what happens. But what did you guys think of the truth bomb that Miles Morales really should never have been? Had been Spider-Man.
That was another thing that kind of pissed me off, too, to be honest.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
Why does it have to be a person of color?
Wait, what?
Wait, yeah, dude.
wait.
Whoa. I was like, well, I mean, no, really. I mean, it's just like...
Miguel is also Mexican or Latino or whatever. He's a person of color.
Who?
But you're saying that like came off as was like...
Well, yeah, but like Miles Morales is supposed to be known as like this first... Because I didn't see any other... Well, I guess I can't say that because the mom is black. The mom Spider-Man is black.
Yeah, well, and so is the Rock punker guy.
Yeah, supposed to be like this first black Spider-Man, and then they're telling him you should never have been Spider-Man.
I don't think it was a race thing.
I don't think it was. His character was never supposed to be bit. It was supposed to be like that's what they were going for. Like he was
because
never...
the spider was then so transported was it, so
there,
yeah.
because there was
from
two,
dimensions.
There were two spiders in his dimension, because there was a Peter Parker, and then the spider that bit him was supposed to be in 42, which is the one that he's the Prowler in.
Wait, so then the spider that was in his world, because every world has a Spider-Man.
No, it was Peter Parker. There was already a Spider-Man
in his world.
Yeah. So
what happened to him?
No, he died. He died, remember?
Oh, in the first one.
Jesus Christ. Does he watch movies?
Do you watch movies? Oh my goodness, Nicholas? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, he died.
That's right.
But that spider in general, so they already had their Peter Parker.
Yeah, so
but that spider was supposed to be in the one in 42, but there was none, and then that's the one that he ended up being the Prowler in.
Yeah.
That's
so what happened? How did they find that spider?
It just got sent to his dimension.
How?
Oh, because of Spot.
Spot did that?
No.
Yeah,
no,
hold on. I think the scientists at wherever Spot was at.
In that universe, he became the fucking whole guy.
No. In Miles Morales' world.
Yep.
Spot, I think, was part of the scientist team that ultimately brought the Spider 42 here that then ultimately bit Morales. And then Morales got the powers to where then he had to go and stop Kingpin using that generator thing that exploded, which then ultimately turned Spot into Spot.
I'm on you now.
So yeah, like, it was something like that. But okay, here's the thing that pissed me off too. I never really got into it. Was that they were telling them like, "You don't belong here. You don't belong here." And I just wanted him to be like, "Well, I'm here. Like I'm him," and that's what he was doing basically the whole time that he was running. But like he had that whole speech with his mom saying like, "You should never let anyone tell you that you like don't belong somewhere. Like if you put yourself in that situation, like you belong there because you put in the work." And then this guy was over here just like. Putting all this blank, like that was pissing me off.
And it was
like,
because of that. It was because of that.
It wasn't his fault.
That dialogue between his mom and him that put me in that mindset of like,
because our mom says the same shit with us,
right? And I guess that's why I made my person of color comment was because
it's the same. Because we don't. I get where you're coming from.
Because it's like that's a conversation that we all
people
have
of color have
with each other, and so. And I'm not like I'm not trying to get down this rabbit hole of like race and like all that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying like I feel like there was an underlying vibe and feeling of this is Miles Morales. He's half black, half Puerto Rican or Latino, and they're telling him to his face that you aren't this person.
Correct. And I'm going to back up Nick here now that he explained himself a little bit more. Thank God. Because, I mean, we were going to have to put the house for sale. I mean, we were going to have to move. But, for instance, like, the whole point of, like, when Andrew Garfield, like I was mentioning how Miles was even created, was it was when they were getting the cast for The Amazing Spider-Man and people thought that Childish Gambino may get that that role of being Spider-Man. And everyone was flipping out. Everyone was like, well, he's not white, he's not a white, like Spider-Man's white, and this is before now, like everyone, like now we've had that transition now at this point, but like it was a big deal and people were like getting offended about how it may have been Childish Gambino, and that's why I mentioned it earlier about how he's in the film. That's what how they shouted him out, I guess, was that since I guess that whole conversation they created, the Miles Morales was like, I guess Spider-Man doesn't have to be this, it can't be that, there's an Indian one, there's a Mexican one, there's a white one.
There's so many different types of Spider-Man out there.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Spider-Woman. If you get bit by the spider chooses you, bro. It's like a lightsaber. No, I'm just kidding. No, but for
real. It's like your kyber crystal.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what, yeah. And so when he was having that conversation with Miguel and I was just like, bro, just like let him know, like, dude, okay, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, it bit me. This is my destiny now, and I'm going to do whatever I can do to save my dad, save my mom, save whoever. Mm-hmm. Save the date. I mean, but for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so
that's what pissed me off. I want him to like literally go in on Miguel.
Yeah.
And just be like, nah, bro. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm Brooklyn. I'm Miles Morales. And he kind of did do that as far as like, I'm Miles Morales. I was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
That whole like introductions that they always do. But I want him to legit just be like, boom, and just blow up on his ass.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, you know, it was just those scenes were I mean, they had the emotion behind them. They had the powerful, you know, dialogue behind them. It really made for a really good roller coaster of emotions and roller coaster of a film. It had its funny moments, obviously, right? You're cackling.
Dude, the guy next to me in the theater, he was bawling laughing, bro. It was a funny part. I can't remember exactly what it was, but he was legit cracking up like old dad laughing because he was there with his kids. I didn't think it was that funny, but
he was dying.
Yeah, he was dying, and it was like,
dude, I love that.
Excuse me. It was like, ha, 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 ha. It was like legit crazy.
I love that, dude. I love when old people go to movies and have a good time.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think he's like 31, 32.
So let's talk about
old.
I'm just playing.
Let's talk about the ending.
It's a to be continued, dude. Two hours.
Because you were gonna get into it a little bit earlier, but I want to give you the chance to talk about it now.
Dude, it was just 2 hours. Like I waited 2 hours, and the only solid scene you gave me was when you're running away from all the other spiders and like. Trying to fight, you know, like a good like animation. Like you guys don't watch anime, so like Attack on Titan, you're like, it's very like depth into detail and like how they animate things, and like that part was like really sick. It was cool, But then like it just cuts to like, all right, man, I'll see you in a year. Yeah. It's like, dawg, come on. 2 hours for that?
Yeah, no, I was a little upset too. And once I started to get to that point where I was like, dude, this is no way this is about to end here. Like, and the only thing that, the only reason why you're saying that is like, he literally only gotten one villain that we saw.
Yeah, it was Spot.
And it was the Spot. Like, usually, like a Spider-Man or like a superhero movie, they have like a little sub, like little character that they beat in the first like 20, 30 minutes and they arrest him.
Big guy.
And it's a big guy. And then it's like the actual villain.
Yeah.
And, like the only fight that we had really with the Spot for the most part was
ATM.
The ATM, and it was pretty much all a joke. And that's what they were going for because he's just like, you're going to be the real, like, I'm not going to be a joke no more. When he wanted to like power up and stuff. And then even the fight with him and Gwen and Spider-Punk and the Indian guy. Oh, I thought the Indian guy was super funny too.
He was hilarious.
Dude, he was just, when he was talking about his hair.
Who was his character? It's probably listed.
No, it is.
Karan Soni. Looks like maybe he would have voiced him.
I wouldn't assume.
No, it is. I looked it up.
Oh, it's this guy.
I don't know who that is.
He's a comedian.
Is that the package guy? Is that the package?
No, he's not a comedian.
He's a comedian actor.
No, bro. When he was talking about his hair, he was like, "Just I have good genes. Like, he's like, I just put coconut oil and good genetics."
What was his film debut?
That's something I'd say.
Yeah, go back. Karan Soni. He was
2010.
Made his film debut as Kamal in Yusuf Komer's short comedy film I've never heard of that one. Co-starred with Rachel Quinn in Deadpool? 2016, Soni rose to international prominence.
I've never seen Deadpool.
For his role as Dipinder in Tim Miller's action film Deadpool. Yeah.
That was the dirtiest look I think I've gotten in a
while. A role he later reprised in David Lynch's sequel Deadpool 2. Yeah, I know this guy. He's a funny dude. Funny guy.
No, he was awesome.
No, he was
honestly,
great, dude.
Him and Spider-Punk were... I liked Spider-Punk a lot, dude.
Bro, I'll be honest. I loved... Peter Parker's character.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, when he brought his daughter, I was like, oh my god, I want to be that kind of dad.
Was, yeah.
You know?
No, for sure. You've had baby fever lately too.
Okay.
So. Shout out.
When it cut to the baby and she was hanging upside down, pointing out the window.
Dude, I was like, my kid better be cool.
No, when she like put the ski mask on, bro.
She was cute. She was adorable.
Dude, kids are cool.
But yeah, so that was one of the main reasons why I kind of docked this film was because it was a to be continued. There's no ending.
There's literally no ending. Basically.
And so it's difficult for me to really get behind it because it's like, well, shit. Like, I gotta wait. Luckily, and this was
at Spot
from one of our other friends from Ta, who has been a guest on the show, stated that before this writer's strike that's going on right now in the entertainment industry, that the script for Beyond the Spider-Verse... Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse has been completed, and so they're going to be getting this sequel out next year.
A year, yeah, less than
March.
A year.
March Hopefully. 2024 is what they're.
That's what Tall says, and we have an inside scoop.
Yeah,
really, then only exclusive there.
So yeah. So hopefully that's true, and we'll have our answer here in less than a year. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
It's going to end up us being like 35 when we get the next one. Like, well, we were wrong.
Remember that clip? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
People on Twitter are going to post this clip every year. Oh, really, guys?
Yeah, look at these cats. Thought they knew something.
Exclusive.
Let's talk about Let's talk about the last spoiler that I can think of. Which is World 42 based.
Yeah, yep.
So Miles Morales gets away from all the Spider-Man and the whatever they call the hub.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Spider-Man
exactly.
Hub. He gets away, but he actually does not get sent home.
He gets sent to a different universe.
No, he gets sent where the spider was supposed
home to be. Where the spider was supposed to be, and we realize this movie that the spider was never supposed to be in his world. It was supposed to be on this World 42. And so he goes to World 42, but he thinks he's back home, and he's talking to his mom and basically confesses that he's Spider-Man, now given the information that he knows his dad is going to die in probably less than 2 days. And his mom is just kind of like, who's like pushes it over, blah, blah, blah. Well, come to find out, in World 42, there is a Miles Morales. However, his uncle is still alive, But his dad is already dead.
Yeah.
And has passed.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And realizes, and we all realize that he's not on his world. But you know who is on his world?
His aunt.
No.
On
his original world, Gwen Stacy.
Oh, Gwen Stacy.
Who basically tells...
She's redeeming herself at this
trying
point.
To redeem herself and then gets the squad back to ultimately go and visit Miles Morales in Beyond the Spider-Verse, which is going to be the sequel.
And honestly, the OG squad. Like, the pig.
The OG squad.
The guy in the black. Oh, so much better.
Plus or minus a couple of Spider-Men.
Yeah, the yeah, diva chick.
Some of the newer ones.
Yeah. I don't know if you know what diva is. Oh, yeah, Overwatch. You played Overwatch. The diva Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That one's funny.
Yeah. So yeah. we're gonna have a lot of the old squad, a lot of the old laughs, which is gonna be great from the first one. But so while she's trying to redeem herself, getting the squad back together, Miles Morales goes with his uncle, who is on World 42, and his uncle's basically telling him, like, you know, what's the plan? What are we gonna do? Blah blah blah. And he's kind of like what's happening? Because this is not his world, and his uncle basically knocks him out and ties him up. And Miles is not really sure what's going on and what's happening and stuff. And he was just like, look, I know, I get it. Like, I know you're the Prowler. Like, you know, we could talk about this. Like, I just need to go home. This isn't my world. And we come to find out that his uncle is not the Prowler. There's another person that walks over to him and basically takes off, removes the mask of the Prowler. And it is Miles Morales of World 42.
And it's kind of crazy. I remember Gabe talking about this. Someone talked about this earlier. They gave him a deeper, like, accent.
Deeper, he accent. Heavier accent mm-hmm. in World 42. And it was wild, man.
He kind of went on the cut, you know?
Yo,
he was
like night and day of one character, just based off of what they've been through and what happens in their world. It's rough. Crazy. It's crazy that they did such a good job of like specifying, you know, things could go anyway.
Yeah, and that's in like real life here.
And that's in real life too. It could go anyway.
That thing happens. You can.
I thought he killed him with that scene. Remember when he punches the punching bag and it just like splatters out? And it goes to that animated type
yeah.
style.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, he just killed him.
Yeah. No, the thing is,
because I wouldn't be surprised. That's another theory. I wouldn't be surprised because doesn't the dad shoot Prowler? Isn't that how he dies in the first one?
No.
It was like somebody
Kingpin,
else.
Kingpin shoots him.
Oh, Kingpin shoots him. Okay, so I was gonna be like, I wouldn't be surprised if they flipped the script and Miles actually killed his father, but it wasn't the Prowler that it wasn't.
Or maybe his dad somehow transfers over there and kills the Prowler and his son. And
yeah, no.
Full of emotion.
But I was just like, I was just kind of like. In my head, like, well, what if they flip the script and that's why Miles is now like all in as the Prowler because he did something so devastating.
Yeah, he killed his own dad. That's really crazy. No, the one thing I did really like, I don't know why, I liked how he had sweet J's on as a Prowler.
Did he have J's?
There were ones, but they were white and black.
Instead
of the red and black. Oh. Yeah. That's how I had to put it. but
not only are we going to get an epic spot battle,
we better.
Hopefully I would assume we will.
That would have been really.
We are going to get
some sort of
that's like real heavy.
One of them has to die.
That's what I don't understand. Maybe.
No, one of them has to die.
Well, they're in different worlds. Why do they need to die?
No, one is going to die.
You talking about Miles?
Yeah, one of the Miles is going to die. Either be the Prowler or going to be Spider-Man.
My thing is,
I think
even if I was a bad guy, if I was a bad dude, which I am, I'm bad, but for real, if I was a bad guy and did bad things, and for some reason, a twin of mine of an alternate universe came through and he was a good guy, what would be the benefit for me to tie him up? Like, why wouldn't I hear him out?
Like, I think ultimately where they're gonna he's going to, like he's gonna hear him out.
Well, yeah, I get that too. But first reaction, like from his uncle to like knock him out and tie him up, like I feel like that would not be my first reaction.
Well, I mean,
because at the end of the day, it's still your
Yeah, but nephew. I mean, you don't know if it's like actually him. Like, it could be.
You don't know what's going on.
You know, it's the Marvel Universe, dog. We have no idea the technology that
is. R2 gives me and you a bunch of mugs, bro. And I almost him in this universe. But if he comes from a different universe, I'm not gonna knock him out. Even though he's a little sketchy, he's always looking at you sideways.
Yeah, he has that mean mug.
He's got a mean mug.
You send those photos, real much like dog.
Yeah, he's staring mad, at us. He's like mad at the world right now. Bro.
I know, dude.
But yeah, I don't know. It's, like, it's difficult. It's difficult to say what you would do in that situation. But that you know that they're in a different way of life in World 42.
Yeah, there's fire. There was it looked like there was no law and order. Yeah, it looked like there was no cops. It was like Gotham City type style.
Yeah, and so I mean, really, I think they're just trying to take the best precaution.
Just knock them out.
Hit them first and talk through that. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But that was a huge. I mean, when I was a little bit confused when the uncle said that he wasn't the Prowler, and then I saw the build of the Prowler, and I was like, it's Miles. So I knew before he even took off the mask that it was Miles, but still, it was just a shocker for me to be like, oh shit, like, he's a bad guy in this world. That really, if you think about it, could have been him in his actual world. Had they contained that spider?
Well, I mean, we don't know because Peter Parker was still there. There was
no law in his world.
Peter Parker technically was still there. The only reason he died technically was because of what? The hole or some shit?
I don't know exactly how he dies, but
I forgot. But
he was saving Miles.
Yeah, he was still there technically. No. His uncle was the Prowler, but his uncle. Probably just got captured or something, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Spider-Man would have got him.
But yeah. I don't know. But yeah, once that was going on, I was like, this is not going to end with any sort of like real fight.
Awesome fight.
The only fight that was really there was, it wasn't even many fights. It was just like running and saving people from falling things.
I know, dude.
Which?
Mid. That's what I'm saying. 7-7.
No, I still think it was really good.
7-7.
The animation and the music and the
animation was good. I'll give the animation an 8. The storytelling is a 7-7.
I think the animation's better than 8, but that's your opinion, and it's okay to be wrong every now and again.
You don't even watch anime.
Anyway.
Yes, I do. Right here.
So that was the spoilers. I mean, those are the hot topics. I think those were the main topics. I think those are the ones that really, you know, we wanted to kind of talk about, get into. Talk about those characters. Talk about those instances. I am excited for this next film, Beyond the Spider-Verse, which I don't really know how you could go beyond the Spider-Verse. So that's going to be interesting as to what they had come up with or what they're going to come up with.
Bro, what if in Beyond the Spider-Verse, they bring in an actual character of Miles Morales? Since they like hinted that like they showed Andrew Garfield and they showed... And when we say Andrew Garfield, we mean they legit showed actual Andrew Garfield. Like,
yeah, but there were clips. Yeah, yeah, it was just...
No, like, I understand that, but like...
Oh, so you think that...
But what if like, bro, beyond the Spider-Verse, like, it's like, boom, 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 they're fighting, and they go into a different universe, and it's Miles Morales in person to set up him being in the... That would actually make a lot of sense.
That's actually a lot... Huh? That makes a lot of sense.
Sonny, come for me, baby. I'm trying to make this money.
That does make a lot of sense. That would be actually a perfect opportunity for them... To introduce a live action Miles,
yeah,
it'd be pretty solid, to be honest. It'd be interesting.
I mean, are they gonna do it? Probably not.
I mean, they could. That's not a bad idea. Because I mean, what actor do you think would be a good Miles?
A good Miles?
Yeah.
I don't know many 15-year-old actors.
Dude, all the actors are not 15. They're 21, 23.
What's a 16-year-old actor that you could say? I don't even know my name.
Oh, who's the kid that's in
Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai.
The fat one?
No. The one that gets bullied and then turns into like the main...
Yeah, no, I don't like him, though.
You don't like him?
No, because I don't like his character in Cobra Kai.
Okay, so. You can't base him off of his character in Cobra Kai.
But that's a good shout, Nick. I mean, but he doesn't look
15. Oh, my God. This guy would have been...
That's Childish Gambino. So.
No, I know.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he would have been sick. Ooh,
that guy would be cool.
Honestly, what's his name? Justin Fisher?
Yeah. No, Jordan Fisher. Jordan Fisher.
Jordan Fisher could pass.
Yeah, Jordan Fisher could pass. I don't want Jaden Smith, man. His dad's
That's the kid. That's the kid from Cobra Kai. Right here.
Yeah, that one.
I think so, right?
Yeah, no.
That'd be awful if I got them mixed up.
No, I mean.
I think that's him.
No, actually, no, it's not.
It's not him?
Let's find out.
It's not him.
So.
I don't know. That would be cool if they did that somehow, because that would be actually super badass. Momoa, whatever his name is. What's his name?
This guy?
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Finn?
I mean, he doesn't have to be 15, I don't think.
No, I mean.
I don't know. It's just something to think about for sure. I don't think it'll happen. I mean, it's too. Michael B. Jordan can't be it.
No, you don't think?
Nah.
Jordan Fisher, I think, would be a solid pick.
Yeah, because he's actually pretty funny, too.
He's pretty witty.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he's pretty funny. I mean, I'm only basing it off of him on Twitch.
Yeah, I've only seen him on... I mean, okay, it's bad that I've only seen him on Twitch, but I like him because of Twitch.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of his acting.
He's in some Netflix stuff.
Oh, wait, no, you know what? I've seen him on Rent, the musical. Rent?
I did not watch that.
Well, it was like a live-action musical on TV.
I'll have to watch it.
No. He's in one of the sequels for To All the Boys on Netflix.
Or maybe they go...
And then he's also in the Flash DC TV series.
Yeah, he can be a little Latino.
Yeah, maybe they can go Latino, right?
I mean, this guy's a little too light and old. Yeah, because they can go like a Dominican.
Like that guy. Who's that guy? Holding the mic, the IMBD mic.
I guess.
Somehow this clip gets out. This guy becomes Miles Morales.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. People would call us psychics, actually.
I mean, dude, to be honest, he doesn't look like a bad...
Okay, but here's a question I got, Nick. You said you're excited for Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more excited for Beyond the Spider-Verse or the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Oh, that one looks really good, too. I would probably say TMNT more than Beyond the Spider-Verse, but that's just because I grew up on Ninja Turtles, so...
Yeah.
Like the new animated one?
More biased. You don't like it?
What are your thoughts on that?
I saw the trailer. I didn't mind it. I'm just curious on how they're going to go about it.
I mean, I think they can make a whole universe with it.
You think?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't like what they did to my girl April, but I mean, it is what it is.
I forgot.
That's kind of like. True. That's kind of
But
true.
Now I sound like all those people that are like...
Wait. What does April look like?
April O'Neil is...
not hot is all it is. I mean, that's not weird to say because I had a crush on her when I was a child.
That's true. April O'Neil.
O'Neil?
That's all O'Neil. It is.
Yeah, TMNT. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I mean,
no. But like, oh yeah, but there was also like actual actresses of April O'Neil, and I had a crush on her too. So I mean, it's not super weird. Wait, Seth Rogen's in this new one?
Yeah, I think he's also
the
directing.
He's the director.
You know what? He's a bad guy. He's like
plays
the pig.
Bebop.
Yeah, that's the pig. I'm pretty sure.
I like the animation.
I don't like
this.
How they did Donatello's voice, bro.
Why?
He sounds like literally 6 years old.
Okay.
Well, okay, so they're supposed to be teenagers.
Yeah, which is not 6 years old.
What I think they're supposed to be like young teenagers.
Like 13?
Yeah.
I sound like a grown man.
That's April. That was April.
No. I'm just kidding. I don't sound like an old man.
Is it because she's...
No, it has nothing
it's
to do with
that. It's
because
she's just not hot is all it is, dude.
I knew what you were
going to
say.
I knew that's what he was going to say, too.
It's not because of that.
It's not.
She could be black.
She just wasn't hot.
In all the TMNT movies,
she's like, a babe.
Always a babe.
Yeah, she's a babe. That's all it is.
A black girl could be named April.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We're just digging deeper now.
I know. I'm putting that out there.
Look, but...
Which voice do you not like?
The purple. Because those sound good right now, too. It's like
a 13-year-old kid.
No, yeah,
that does not sound.
Yes. That sounds like a 12-year-old.
Like a 12, 13, but they're teenagers, so I'm going to say 13.
Whatever, I don't know. Okay, I'm wrong then.
13 is 8th grade. You never heard an 8th grader sound like that?
No, not really.
Yes, I have.
All right, where's April's fine?
That looks like CDM a third.
Right here?
No, the one that was just there. Yeah, that's her right there.
Yeah, she's not hot.
That's literally it. But okay, I'm more excited for Beyond the Spider-Verse, but... I just thought it was interesting because this is like kind of that same animation style and it's going to be badass too.
It's going to be so much fun. Look at all these people that are in there.
Did I say Giancarlo Stanton?
Go back. Oh, you closed out. Of course you are. You're the guy in the chair. You're supposed to do what we ask.
I'm right here. I'm back. Exactly where we started. Fuck you.
That says... No, wait. Go back one more time. I need the screen with all the names on it. Jesus. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Oh, it didn't say Giancarlo Stanton.
It's okay. Right there.
It says
there.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, why? Why would you do that?
It's pausing. Pause.
Oh. Oh, my God. Joey's the worst guy in the chair ever. All right. Pause. That's good enough. That's good enough.
So we got... We've got Hannibal Buress.
Oh, Hannibal Buress is John so Cena, funny, dude.
Ice Cube. Post Malone. Seth Rogen.
Post Malone. Seth Rogen.
Jackie Chan.
He's the rat.
Natasha Demetra.
He's the rat.
I feel like that's a Giancarlo
What's his name, though?
Esposito.
Master Splinter.
Master Splinter.
Is that... Oh, Shredder.
Yeah. It's been, we gotta dig deep down. We're getting older, you know. Dig deep down there.
Did you ever play those arcades where you played as them?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, those were the best things.
Yeah,
those were the best.
Okay, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. That's my bad. It was just a rabbit hole.
Let's end this episode.
Yeah, we gotta go. We were just excited to be back. You know, it's just a lot to talk about.
Yes.
I have to go to a baseball game in 10 minutes.
I am being a host. I am saying, you know, thank you to everybody that is here and listening to this episode. We appreciate the support as always.
As always.
Again, this is Reel It In. I'm your host, Nick Sanchez, co-host Gabriel Ray,
and our
guest host and potential new guy in the chair, permanent.
Who knows?
You don't like
that? He was low-key Joey Fernandez. Not great.
Thank you, Joey, for being here, my guy. This was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Go see it. That is now in theaters. Release date June. What was Friday? 2nd?
Yep.
June 2nd.
I lied.
Watch it now if you haven't seen it. And if you have, we hoped you enjoyed it as much as we did. And we will see you next time, which we're not sure when that's going to be. But we do have a couple movies coming through. We have Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, which I'm a big Transformers fan.
I am too, but...
looks mid.
It looks pretty.
I miss Shia, is all I'm saying.
And Megan Fox. What was the week after that?
Megan Fox.
What movie was after that? It was Transformers, and then there was another one coming out right after that.
Dang it. Gran Turismo movie?
No. That one looks good too.
That one looks really good.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Oh shoot, I forgot which movie it was. Where's my phone?
Okay, let's figure it out. Y'all thought what y'all were gonna get out of this.
Yeah,
never.
This is
you're here to the end of time. Let's see. Beyond.
I had to go pee, but
the Spider-Verse. Yeah, I had to go mid-show. That's why I ran off to a second ago.
Coming soon.
Yeah, what's coming soon?
Transformers, and then it was the Flash.
Oh, the Flash,
bro.
Really?
I just don't like the actor.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know
Michael
there's
Keaton?
A bunch of stuff behind
no,
that.
No, not Michael Keaton.
Just kidding.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so Transformers comes out next Friday, or I guess this coming Friday. And then The Flash comes out the following week.
And then it's like...
As well as Elemental. I don't know if y'all seen that.
That looks hot.
It looks pretty good.
I like that.
Kind of the same vibe as...
A little racist.
But I... Elemental? Why?
Oh, Elementist, if you want to...
I mean, why is it...
It's very, very... You don't... Like, it's the whole don't mix elements. What do you think they're talking about, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there could. You could, yeah.
No,
I guess
it
you
is
can make a
100%.
Yeah, you can make a.
I'm woke, dog.
You're saying don't date the same race.
Don't date. Yeah,
don't date outside your race.
Out your element.
Yeah, that's fun. I can understand that.
No, that's
anyway.
What it is.
We don't want to give
it's
out
crazy.
Our rabbit hole. Thank you
that's
again.
Why
go follow us on our socials. We're on Instagram and Twitter. At Reel It In Podcast. On Instagram, it is at Reel It In Podcast with underscores in between the words. There is no underscore at the end of podcast. Go follow us, and we'll try to post all our upcoming activity as it comes. We hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time. Stay blessed.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.